You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Tim Link, and we've got a great, great show today, and so I thank you for joining us. My guest today is the founder of Four-Legged Life, an online pet community. She's an award-winning author, editor, speaker, pet expert, and, of course, a brilliant host on Oh Behave here on Pet Life Radio. One of my favorite people of all time, Arden Moore, is going to be joining us. And Arden's going to be talking to us today about one of her many books, the most recent, Dog Parties. Dog Parties, How to Party with Your Pup. How to Party with Your Pup. So it's going to be fun, and I know Arden knows how to party, and so does all of her puppies. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. And obviously, the book is loaded with helpful tips to make your own potty the best in the neighborhood. So Arden will be joining us in a moment, but I want to share with you a little tidbit here. I always try to give you some interesting news, things that I think is fascinating. And so today I'd like to talk to you about an exciting initiative that is available for students at Lees McRae College. Now, starting the spring of 2011 semester, Lees McRae College will join the ranks of other pet-friendly colleges and universities by allowing students to bring their pets to live with them at the school. Now, Lees McRae College is located in North Carolina. In Banner Elk, North Carolina, beautiful part of the country up in the northern parts. And it's one of the few universities that is allowing people to have students to have pets in their dormitories and at the school. It's a growing trend, but we applaud them for doing this. Now, Barry Buxton, the president of the Presbyterian College at Lees McRae College, was recently quoted as saying, "We love our pets, and we recognize that students who are pet owners are generally responsible and caring individuals. We want to encourage pet adoption and awareness that all of God's creatures are sacred." So, boy, I couldn't have said that better myself. So big kudos to President Barry Buxton of Lees McRae College in North Carolina. So to find out more information about the college and their pet policy, please go to my blog, the Animal Rights Blog on Pet Life Radio. Learn more about it. And additionally, we will have the link to the actual article on the blog as well. So go to Animal Rights Blog on Pet Life Radio. Big kudos to Lees McRae College for allowing pets to be part of the students' experience there. So love it. Just love it. So everybody hang tight. We're going to go to a brief commercial break, but we're going to come right back with Arden Moore and talk about dog parties, how to party with your pup. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
"So how do you feel about cat condos?"
we can say from experience,
"Feels like home for her."
Enter the code LUCKY10, L-U-C-K-Y, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
There's a movement afoot. ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit PetLifeRadio.com. Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West, celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Thanks for joining me. And I'd like to welcome a very special guest, Arden Moore, to the show. Arden, welcome to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Hey, pause up, Tim.
Pause up. It's always great to talk to you. You've always got wonderful things happening, and the latest being this dog party program that you put together in the book as well. So tell us a little bit about dog parties, how to party with your pup.
Well, first of all, I think that university, I think they're going to be graduating a lot of PhDs there. That's pretty happy dogs. What do you think?
Oh. Ow! Bada boom. Should have brought my drum set. Oh, my gosh.
Well, years ago, I was quite the serious journalist. In fact, I was an investigative reporter for a major daily, and I was busting all the bad people that were taking our money and not spending them right and just not being good people. And I'm happy for the past decade or so to be able to focus on people and pets. And so I wrote Dog Parties, How to Party with Your Pup. And the reason I did that, Tim, was because just like us, I believe that our dogs learn when they're in a fun setting. And you can sneak in a lot of good doggy manners when you're at a dog party. Trust me, when there's a big treat on the line, you know those dogs are going to be sitting and parking it a lot quicker than if it's just you and your dog and you're going, say it, say it, say it. They're not going to do it. So that's one of the secrets behind Dog Parties, the book, is that I wanted to be able to improve our relationship with our dogs and do it in a fun but edutaining way.
Edutaining, always full of edutating advice. So give us some of those tips that are in there. There's wonderful tips on how to have your own dog potty.
Well, the book is it's broken down into several sections, and we cover everything from the planning to the cleanup. And one thing I think is, if I could be like an Ann Landers of the pet world, sometimes we have these awkward situations, and we address them in the book. For example, let's say your BFF, you just really wants to go to this dog party, has a dog who loves anything that has two legs, but isn't really big with other doggies. So you're in that awkward position. What do I do? I want to invite my friend, but her dog is snarky to other dogs. So what do I do? So I suggest this. Invite your friend, make a big whoop, and say to her that, you know, Brutus, Bowser, or whatever the dog's name is, you're going to make sure that when she leaves, that her dog is going to score a major goodie bag that she can bring back to her dog, and that you thank her for being the able-bodied party animal assistant. So you do that right off the bat, because sometimes we have to realize, just like people, there are some dogs that just get along with other people but not real jazzed about being in a setting with other dogs. So you've got to know your doggy and people guest. The second tip I guess I could give people is, this is a party unlike others. You don't have to worry about really what your wardrobe is, because there's going to be drool on it, guaranteed. And the dogs are going to teach us a very important lesson. We have to live in the moment. There's no time to be wondering if you could have, would have, should have done something. You don't have time to text at a dog party. The dogs take center stage. And for me, I think we are so multitasking these days. It is just wonderful to be able to live in the moment with a bunch of party animals. So those are a couple of things, but I know we can talk more, but I'm going to let you ask the questions, because
yeah,
it's your show.
That's right. No, I think those are great, great tips. And, you know, and I think it goes far beyond. And when we think of a dog party, you know, people maybe have thought about that. They're thinking about birthday parties for your dog, but it's a lot more. There's all kinds of reasons to have parties with your dogs.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites is, why not? I mean, seriously, do you have to have a reason? But I do run down a list of the types of themes, if you will, for your dog. A perfect one is the adoption anniversary party. I have a dog named Cleo, my little surfing dog. She's a rescue. I adopted her off the streets on June 27th, 4 years ago. So I always have an adoption anniversary party for Cleo. There's a play on words. It's true. There are bark mitzvahs out there. I said that right. Oy vey. You know, a dog finally gets a ribbon and agility. Why don't you have a party with all his or her agility pals? Halloween, a big one, big one. Lots of people like to dress up their dogs. If your dog wants to be a clothes hound, okay. If your dog doesn't, don't push it. St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, I mean, puppy school graduation. There's a whole long list. And another one is the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. You know, they do the pet blessings all over the country. And right. After that ceremony, you know, get the little halo on your dog, have a party.
That's right. Another great excuse to have them. You know, I had a friend recently. She adopted her dog. They had a dog adoption anniversary, sort of birthday party. But she put a nice, unique spin on it, and the fact that people didn't necessarily have to bring gifts for her dog. She wanted to bring them to bring donations or food items or things of this sort that great. She could donate to one of the local rescues. So
that's a very good thing. We do that a lot. I give dog parties, big and small, national stages, and just in my backyard. And it is a nice opportunity for people to paw it forward, if you will, and to give to a good cause. Because some of our dogs, they probably have more goodies than most of us have. We tend to spoil them, I guess. I love that idea. It's a great idea, and it's a way of giving back.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. In my past life, I traveled constantly, and the only way I could get the big black monster back in the door, which is i.e. my suitcase, is to have a little toy or something stuffed inside of it. Now, needless to say, I've got about 500 stuffed toys laying around my house. No kidding about the numbers. And only a select few get played with. So we're going to wash those up and donate those toys. But yeah, you're right. Giving back is the way to go, too.
Well, one tip for you, if so you don't have your house inundated with stuffed, slobbered toys, I have a toy box for Chipper and Cleo, and what I do is I rotate them and bring out two or three every week, and they're like, oh my gosh, there's the gorilla. I didn't know where it was, and I love it. I miss it, and I put the others away, so you just rotate the toys and the stuffed animals, and you actually save on money, and they think it's pretty cool because it's like a happy reunion.
That's right. Reunited with the stuffed gorilla.
Yeah.
Now, how many of these dog parties have you either hosted for your own dogs or other people, help them coordinate them?
I would say I'm getting close to 100. I've actually flown to New York City from San Diego with my dog, Chipper, to appear on CNN to tell people how to party like a pup. I've helped Martha Stewart plan a dog party. Her people... It's an indirect connection. Her people contacted me for my dog party book and gave them some guidance. It was for her beloved Chow Chow named Paw Paw. Yeah. And one of my favorite ones, it was a rough assignment. I was on a national book tour and I had to go to Kauai. What a bummer.
Oh, tough life.
And there's a wonderful humane society there. She does a lot of great things for pets on that island. And she invited me to be the presenter for their annual Love a Dog Day. And we hosted a dog party for 500 dogs at her event.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. That was great. And the money raised goes back to the Humane Society to help out pets and all. But I got to tell you, those Hawaiian dogs, they know how to party.
Oh, yeah. No better place in the world to party than Hawaii.
Yeah,
that's
so,
for sure.
And just Sunday, I was in Del Mar, California, to be a presenter at the San Diego Pet Expo. And I was on stage giving a dog party to the attendees, and I had friends bring their dogs. I had a little Chihuahua mix named Bear, a Karen Terrier named Jack, a very famous surfing dog named Ricochet, a golden retriever, and a black sweet lab named Marcy to be my guest. And we did a few of the party games, and we had the audience rooting for each of the four dogs.
Amazing. So who would have thunk years ago, going from investigative reporter extraordinaire to now being dog party aficionado to the stars?
It's not a bad transition, I'd say. I think I paid my dues, you know. I like to have fun, but I am very serious when it comes to wanting people to get the best out of their dogs and for the dogs to get the best out of their people. And in the book, one of the ideas we give is sometimes our dogs like to pull on a leash. Mm-hmm. And if you put them in a competitive situation, we have a relay race where the goal is you have to hold a plastic cup of water that's filled to the brim in the same hand you're holding your dog's leash. And it's a relay race, and you have to go back and forth in a quick stride, and there's a big bucket of water that you get your water from, and then you have to go to your own individual bucket, and at the end of the relay, we judge to see which of the individual participants' bucket has the most water.
Oh,
now,
no.
The nice thing about this is sometimes the dogs that yank all of a sudden realize there's some prizes up for grabs, and it never fails. The worst yanker when there's not a game setting tends to be the most focused in the game.
Very interesting. So who would have thought that, you know?
Because
you typically would think, well, they're going to yank anyway, especially if they're around all this excitement, all these other dogs, you know, they would do
so
this.
I have no reason for the logic, but that has been my humble, informal survey. I have found the dogs that I've found. But when we do have our dog on a leash and all that, the worst thing we can do is to yank back because we've just given them permission to yank. So what I do is I just tell everybody to get in the park position or turn around, look at something that seems the most marvelous piece of grass blade they've ever seen, and the dog will come back to you. The leash has slack in it then, and then you go, okay, you can use halties, you can use gentle leaders, but the purpose of a walk, I believe, is that it's not only to give the dog a chance to sniff and see and check out everything, but it's an opportunity for you and your dog to be able to bond and have a good time. So you need to be really enticing and anything but boring. So if you take your dog on a walk, vary the route, walk backwards, skip, hum, you know, do a lot of different things. Keep your dog guessing, and it'll make the walk much more pleasurable for both you and your dog.
That's right. It's great advice. You know, it's important to get that physical stimulation in their system, you know, get that exercise in them, but more importantly, possibly is the mental stimulation as well. Mix it up a little bit.
Right.
Good stuff. We're talking to Arden Moore and talking about her book, Dog Parties, How to Party with Your Pup. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Arden to talk more. You're listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to florop.com and use the code LUCKIES20 at checkout. FLEUROP.com. Code word LUCKYS and the number 20.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short, 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. And we're here with Arden Moore, dog potty expert extraordinaire. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about the book, Dog Parties, Had a Party with Your Pup. But I also want to talk about the wonderful online community you have, Four-Legged Life. So I want to talk to you about that as well. But one quick question I had about the parties themselves, you know, as you'd mentioned, it's more than just getting together for a social event and having the dogs chow down on a bunch of tasty treats. But it's also there for a lot of other reasons as well.
Right. I like to put the P for play with a purpose. Just like when we were younger and we were in school, and some of the folks going to school now, your favorite teacher was the one who made the learning fun. So in a dog party, you can get your dog to really hone in and polish the basic cues like sit, stay, wait, leave it. One of the games we play is called Snoopy Says, and it's just a modification of the Simon Says game we played as kids. Snoopy says, walk your dog in a counterclockwise fashion. Stop. Anybody who stops, they're out. Snoopy says, have your dog in a sit. Snoopy says, have your dog sit up and hold it for 5 seconds. There's a whole different litany of things you can do in the Snoopy Says game that are basically giving the dog a chance to show off and reinforce some of the basic cues that they should learn how to do. Before I forget, I got to remember, I'm not Oprah, so I can't give you guys all free trips to Australia. But Tim, if you're all right, I'd love to give away a couple autographed copies of my book. And what we could do is we could we'll put the link on your newsletter and my Arden Moore Knows Pets e-newsletter if you're game.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
I think we should do the first person. No, let's say this. How about the 10th person to email you, Tim, with your e-newsletter and to email me with my Arden Moore Knows Pets e-newsletter. I think this they have to put the code word party forever, FUREVER.
Got it. Party forever.
Right.
And so newsletters will be coming out. We'll have Arden give when her newsletter comes out later.
March 15th.
March 15th, yes. FourLeggedLife.com. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, do it quickly because it's always full of great tidbits, ideas, finding out what Arden is up to, find out where the next party is. Maybe you can join the next party.
Right.
And, of course, then I'll send something out on my website. We'll post it here on Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio as well so people will know that. But the code word, 10th person to email in after they get the newsletter, Party Forever. We'll get a copy of the signed copy of the book, Dog Parties, How to Party with Your Pup. So I think it's great. Thanks for the offer. That'd be great for our listeners.
No problem. And speaking of that, Four-Legged Life, I did create that as an online pet community on April Fool's Day of 2010. And the motto is to laugh, love, and learn. And I hope people can dash over there. We have a lot of good videos, audio clips. My goal with that site is to spotlight people doing great things in the pet community like you, Tim, and others. And so there's blogs, there's a whole bunch of things. So I hope people will sniff out the site.
Absolutely. It's a great site full of just all kinds of interesting tidbits. It's fourleggedlife.com. And of course, there's always little stories and articles and things about your four furry family members.
Oh, so yeah. Chipper, Cleo, Murphy, and Zicky. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are family. I got all my critters with me. Okay, that's my rap. That's my pet rap.
We won't hold it against you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Chipper and Cleo are my two rescue dogs. Chipper is a golden retriever husky mix, and I have dubbed her America's party animal because she has been with me since the book came out, and she loves to potty. And Cleo is my 12-pound mystery mutt who likes to surf. She's pretty cool at it. She hangs 20. And then I have two very amazing cats, Murphy and Zeke, both rescues. And they're very cool with all the dogs that come to our house. They're not real jazz. I don't think I'm going to be writing cat parties, how to party with your cat, but a little different. But they're better into the party of one or two. They're not really into the big party scene, if you know what I mean.
Oh my gosh, you know how much grief you're going to get. You know how much grief you're going to get with if you don't write that book.
Well, if people show me a demand for a cat party, I will do it.
There you go. Yeah. So email Arden Moore at fourleggedlife.com and demand your party like a cat book.
Right. I'd be happy to do that. I mean, you know, it is dog parties. I think in addition for us as pet parents, I'm actually speaking at Pet Sitters International in New Orleans next week, and I'm giving a presentation to the attendees on dog parties, which sounds silly, but not. When you think of dog parties are a great opportunity for anybody in the pet business world to be able to cultivate a good relationship in the community and bond with people and have good giveaways and network with other pet-related businesses. So part of my talk will be able to show the pet sitters how they can get themselves a little bit more visibility in their community. I guess a leg up on their pet care competition, if you will.
Good. Very good idea. Because, yeah, that industry is becoming very, very competitive, which we're glad for because we need great pet sitters out there for those of us that can't travel with our pets that often. So, yeah, giving them some insight on how to do the business thing a little bit better by having some fun with it as well.
Right. And I will let the cat out of the bag. June 24th, I have created a national holiday, and it'll be the first time it's celebrated.
So you're now the hallmark to the stars?
Yes. Oh, good one. I am creating National Dog Party Day. And we are going to have a dog party in San Diego and New York City. And our goal is to eventually go across the country. And Pet Sitters International and Pet Life Radio and Canine Cakery, they're some of my party posse. And we're going to be able to, we staged it on June 24th because that is also Take Your Dog to Work Day, which is done by Pet Sitters International. And we figured let them work hard and then they're going to party at night. So work hard, play hard. And so the whole day and night will be a celebration with our dogs.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, thanks for announcing that. We've got the scoop here on
Animal
Rights.
You got the scoop.
I like it. And it's not the poop scoop either.
No. But do bring your baggies. I don't know how many of you folks have like washed your pants or jeans and have those extra spare doggy bags. I'll put my paw up. I've done that. That's when you know you're really a pet parent, when you have a whole big supply of those roll-up tape things to take care of excess pet fur on your clothing and that you wash your pants because they have extra spare doggy bags inside.
And big kudos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big kudos for those that do that, actually. Yeah. That's better than the alternative.
Right.
Now, I saw you recently featured on a TV show, the Tells for the Pet Lover's Heart. Tell us a little bit about that experience. I thought that the video clip that I saw especially was just fantastic.
They did a great job. Tales for the Pet Lover's Heart is, it is like a Hallmark show, if you will. It airs once a year. I believe Purina and Kroger sponsor it. And there's a great production team led by Jim Friedman called Blind Squirrels Production. I think that's a great name. What they do is they go all over the country looking for people, five or six people each show, that make a difference in the pet community. The show airs typically in November and December on different markets all over the country. And this year I was honored to be one of them. There was a great group. There's a father and son who used their private airplane to do rescues. There's a very talented photographer in Nashville who helped create a shelter there. I mean, the whole show itself, I was bow-wowed by everybody. But people can go to the fourleggedlife.com site under the About Arden page, right, the very first link in the upper right-hand corner. They can click on it, and boom, they'll get to see the segment featuring me.
There you go. And please take a look at that. I thought it was just well put together. Obviously, it highlights all the wonderful things you do, Arden, and why you do them. And, of course, your beautiful family as well, your four-legged furry family. So
I was so glad they filmed it after I lost 20 pounds because I looked much better on camera. Because, you know, they say they add weight, so I would have been like a watermelon, I guess.
That's why they do it before the holidays, I think is what it is. After that, not so good for all of us, I believe. Now, tell us about Obehave. I'll give you a plug there. Obviously, Obehave, your wonderful, fantastic radio show on Pet Life Radio. Who do you have coming up and what you got going on there?
Obehave, Mark Winter is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. He's an awesome person. And he conned me into doing a radio show a couple years ago, and it's been a great ride. We've had everybody from Betty White and Jennifer Aniston to Lily Tomlin to Dean Koontz. Most recently, we have had Allison Sweeney is our latest guest. She is the host on The Biggest Loser, and she also plays on Days of Our Lives, and she's a really big advocate of pets. She has a one-eyed Boston Terrier by the name of Winky, who was a little bit overweight. Can you imagine being the host of The Biggest Loser and having a chow hound?
I think she's pushing for another television show.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggest so she Loser got canine care. Yeah. Version or something.
Yeah. So we were happy to find out that the show Obehave is now, we can say, the number one pet podcast on the planet based on voting by the International Podcast Awards. We made the final round, and no other pet show made that. And as a network, which you're part of, Tim, with your show, Pet Life Radio is the most listened to pet podcast network in the entire globe. So kudos to Mark Winter. He has assembled quite a good group of hosts, and people seem to like it. You know, it's like TiVo for the ears. You can listen when you want it, and if you miss an episode, you can just go on PetLifeRadio.com, and boom, there it is.
Yeah, boom, there it is. You can download it and listen to it and take it with you, share it with your friends and family. And Obehave, it's a fantastic show. And the thing I think I like most about it is not only are you talking to usually, you know, fantastic celebrities and people that we know from the entertainment industry, but it's the insight they have on their own pets and their love for animals. That really brings a different viewpoint and flavor that we don't always get exposed to.
Right. And I like sometimes having as guests ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And one of my all-time favorite guests was a 12-year-old girl by the name of Monica Plum, who is raising money to get oxygen masks made for pets, dogs and cats, in fire departments all over the country. She started with her own in her own town in West Virginia, and she now has raised enough money for more than 350 fire stations all over the country.
Wow, fantastic.
I was just really tickled to have her on the show because here is an example of that you can do something. You can make a difference.
Absolutely. And getting started at a young age, that's even better because then she has a whole lifetime ahead of her to help the animals out and do other great things in her life.
Absolutely. So I wanted to just, I know we haven't talked a lot about the games, but I just wanted to, if I may, run down a few of the games to whet the appetite of your listeners who are going to be gunning for those autographed copies of Dog Parties.
There you go.
What do you think?
Go
we
for
got,
it.
All right. We got Snoopy Says. We got the Sloppiest Kisser Contest. We have the Best Popcorn Catcher. We have Be a Clothes Hound. We have Canine Musical Chairs. We have Canine Willpower. They're all in the book. We have some really healthy recipes you could make. We show people how to make great invitations. And I wanted to give a shout out. The book has these very funny illustrations done by the very talented Buck Jones. And he's done a lot of illustrations in pet magazines. He's a great guy to work with.
Fantastic. So everybody pick up a copy of the book, Dog Parties, How to Party with Your Pup. Have your own party. Host a party for any reason whatsoever. Teach your pets while you're there. Teach the dogs while you're there. And maybe even team up with a local rescue and have an event where people come to the party and have a great time and donate back. So all those are fantastic. And Arden does all that and more. So we appreciate you coming on board, Arden Moore.
Well, thank you, Tim. I'm glad to be on your show, and you're doing a lot of good for a lot of people and their pets, and I'm just happy you're part of the Pet Life Radio Network.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. It's always great talking to you. So we've been talking to Arden Moore and talking mostly about her book, Dog Parties, How to Party with Your Pup. Check her out. Check out the Obehave show on Pet Life Radio by going to PetLifeRadio.com, clicking on Obehave. And you can find out more about Arden by going to FourLeggedLife.com. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter, the 10th person to email in after they get the March newsletter, the code word Party Forever. That's Party Forever. We'll get a free signed copy of Dog Parties, How to Party with Your Pup. So Arden Moore, thanks for joining Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio.
My pleasure, Tim.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show today. So I'd like to thank all the listeners to listening to Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Once again, want to thank Arden Moore for coming on the show today. Thank you to our sponsors, and thank you to our producers for making the show possible. To find out more about me, Tim Link, and other podcasts I've done on Animal Rights Show, and to look at my blog, read my blog on Pet Life Radio, go to PetLifeRadio.com, click on the Animal Rights logo, and it'll direct you to where you need to be. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the other hosts and shows on Pet Life Radio. If you have any questions, comments, ideas for the show, or guests you'd like to see on the show, please email me at tim@petliferadio.com. That's tim@petliferadio.com. And I'll be glad to answer any questions you have, entertain any comments, take on those ideas you have, and see if we can get those guests on that you want to hear the most. So, until next time, write a great story about the animals in your life. Share it on a blog, article, or in a book. And who knows, you may be the next guest on Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.